Many people, especially students, come to plasma centers where after screening, technicians take their blood and extract plasma from it. Some plasma centers can pay up to $50 a visit, which traditionally has meant quick cash for the movies, pizza, or other leisure spending. And since most people can come in twice a week, it's easy to ring up $200 to $400 a month. Tammy Harrison of the ZLB Plasma Center in Beloit says that her center and many others like it, participation has doubled in the last 6 months. But she says people aren't as carefree about spending their money as they used to be.
It's helped to get groceries. It's helped to buy diapers. It's the formula. It's everything. And it's an increase on all the costs that people have. And it's a sign of the times. You're almost making a car payment, you know, in a month, or your electric bill.
Harrison says when she began at ZLB 10 years ago, they averaged 400 people a week. Now it's about 1,200. Although larger centers see more than 3,000 sellers weekly. She says while plasma centers usually have spikes and dips every 5 years, she doesn't expect a downturn anytime soon.
Our growth period just keeps expanding.
As for groups that solicit blood donations for free, the spike doesn't seem to have affected them yet. The American Red Cross in Madison say they've seen a few regulars go the plasma center route, but not many. And the Blood Center of Wisconsin says they're seeing a dip in donations, but that's because students are on summer break. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.